Nobody cares. Nobody cares. All right. Well
then, I suppose let's just start the old show there.
Yes.
If I could, yes, please. If I could try and, yep, there it is. There it is.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Miller.
And I put the shirt on and I could, it's been so long since I wore the shirt that I felt the fibers go like, shh. Like I heard them. Yeah. It's like, I hate when that happens. Yeah. When it's like, you can hear the garment being like, what did you do? Why have you neglected me?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh God. All right. Well, is this going to recover? Fuck yeah.
This is the last episode of Hat and Sweater.
Hat and Sweater.
Yep. That was the theme of today's recording.
It's been quite the vibe.
I
really like it.
Four hats, four sweaters. I had one other hat, two other hats just I really wanted to wear. No, I didn't bring them, but.
What?
Maybe I'll continue it and next year or next episode for the next two, I'll do two more hats.
I mean, the ones
I didn't get to wear.
Why not? I always love a hat and
a
sweatshirt.
Hat and a sweater.
I mean, that's millennial style right there.
I got plenty of sweaters.
And plenty of hats.
And plenty of hats.
You know? I mean, what are you going to do here? Really?
Yeah.
I'm really trying to wear my clothes and it's not the time to start. But whatever. Yeah. It's just I'm cold. I'm so cold. I need jackets. Yeah. I could have worn that. But it's so loud.
Yeah, it's like it makes a noise.
A lot of my garments are just noisy. They're just not practical for life. So
exactly. That's why I don't wear any of my clothes anymore because they're not practical.
I don't know. At
also,
least you guys
I'm pretty
go
into. You know, you think we do, but then I feel like we don't. And then every time I want to go somewhere, I'm like, I want to be comfy.
Yeah, that's the part. That's where I'm at. I want to be warm.
I wore leather pants the other day.
How was that?
To the concert. Sweaty? It was actually fine. It was sweaty. I also wore that silk shawl that I got.
What?
It was quite the vibe. It was a sick vibe. I was going to go like 60s vibe.
Okay.
Because it was supposed to be blues and jazz. Mm. So I was like, ooh, I don't have my nails done. I could wear gloves. And,
finally.
You know, go 60s and like get like overly dressed. But like the girls that are always dressed in like 60s vibes, like seven, you know, like that pinup vibe, they're always overdressed. So it wouldn't have seemed like anything. It would be like, oh, you're one of those girls.
Oh,
but then I went the opposite way. I went more rocker with it and wore leather pants and a see-through shawl with fringe, apparently is in. So.
That's in. A lot of see-through garments are in. Everything
and I had a see-through shirt on, so that, you know,
I mean
double
I'm just
twirl
cold
and double.
I wish there were slutty things for cold girls.
Yeah,
we need a whole hi sharks. I need a whole line for me. Do you want to be a whore but you're cold always?
Yeah.
Like that's what I need. I don't know what to do. It's like
see-through puffer jackets.
That's what I need like titties out, crop top, long sleeve thermals.
Yeah,
and like that's I don't know what else to do. My midsection is cold. Like I'm going to this fucking rap party on Saturday and I'm like, what does one wear? I want to look cute, but I'm going to be cold. I need like long sleeves.
Is it outside or inside?
It's inside, but they always have the door open. So it's cold. I don't know. I don't know. And then we have to have a pre-party before so that everybody can do drugs before. Because they're like, we employ all these people. We can't, like, we have to, like, be well-behaved at the rap party.
Well, then why wouldn't you do drugs after?
Well, I don't
know.
Why
would you show up fucked up if you had to
No. The day before they're doing a
Oh, why don't you do it
party.
The day after so that it's, like, you continue the rage instead
on
of being
Sunday?
Like, damn, I'm hungover.
On a Sunday?
Well, I don't know. You should have moved it to a Friday.
I mean, look, I'm not in charge. I just made the flyer. It's pretty good.
That's cool.
I'll show you. You'll be like, that's straight to the point. It's like, come on, join us for drugs and stuff. That's what the flyer says.
Is it the same flyer you sent out the last time?
No, but that was a really good one.
You just changed the date.
I really am enjoying making flyers for not events. It was like, come hang out, but like, here's a flyer about it. It's kind of fun.
Just invite one person over and make a flyer just for them.
Why not? Nobody came to the last one, even though I made a flyer, but it didn't make me mad.
I thought they said that they wanted to come, and then you were like, hey, actually, we're on too much drugs. You guys showed up the wrong time.
No one RSVP'd. No one said they would be there until that day. And then I was like, well, it's a little late for that.
Yeah.
Tripping balls, sir. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe I want to go going places more, but maybe I can start wearing my clothes when it warms up. Maybe then I'll wear clothes.
Maybe.
Or I can just wear them like day to day. But where do I go? I don't go anywhere.
Well, that's the issue. People don't like go to the store anymore. But if you get dressed to go to the store, then sure.
It's like I can't dress up to just be around the house.
I'm at least trying to wear attractive gym stuff
around the house.
Yeah,
I've been trying to do that. You know why? Because I'm like, if I wear my clothes and make myself wear my clothes, then I'll be like, I can't. If I don't wear sweatpants, then I'll like be more inclined. Like if I'm in sweatpants, I'm more inclined to be like, I'm gonna just eat this.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna be a lazy piece of shit. But if I'm in like cute workout clothes, I'm like, you're cute.
Yeah, I used to when I was younger, I would like just wear a sports bra around to be like, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Do you want to eat that? Are you sure you want to eat that? You know?
You want to keep looking like this?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, look at yourself. Yeah. Like, really look at yourself. Look at what happened here. Take a long, hard look at yourself.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, maybe I should just start bathing.
Just wear a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I'm cold. If you're cold, then that's not gonna work.
A bathing suit and a fur coat. Hashtag mob boy Farrah.
Yeah, there you go.
God, it's fine. I'm just thermals only.
Yeah,
thermals only.
I'm fucking tired, dude.
I know. I was so tired yesterday that I fell asleep at 5:30.
Is that when the 5:30 thing
happened? Yesterday,
yes. That was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My nine one was the day before.
We went to dinner and we got back so late. I was like, I could
Did
have
you
worn,
get back at 5?
No, we got back at like 10:30 and then Ryan went to the air. I had brought him to the airport at 5:30. I was like, bitch, no. So I fell asleep. What do you want me to do? I was sleepy.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to sleep fucking too.
You should. You should go to sleep as soon as you get home. I just don't want to be judged for being sleepy.
I just want to like eat and sleep. I'm in my polar bear mode.
Right? I'm in hibernation.
I'm hungry and I'm tired. I want to lay in bed and not do shit anymore.
I think
the other day I was like, you know what? I'm burnt out. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like I'm burnt the fuck out. But I keep thinking to myself like I should go on vacation or something. And then I'm like, you don't have time to go on vacation.
When are you going on vacation?
When am I going to do that?
Yeah,
I'm going in April, so like I could just hold out another month.
Oh yeah, you are going in April, huh?
A month seems really far away.
Yeah,
at this point, it seems really, really far away.
It does fly by ish when you really think about it.
It does, and I bet you it'll be here before I fucking know it. But it feels
right now,
so far away right now.
I know
when you're like mentally burnt out, and it's so weird because the week before Tyler was like, "You've been in the best mood, and you had more to do the last couple weeks than you do this week," and I was like, I can't do anything. I'm too mentally tired.
I can't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done.
But, you know, I'm sure.
It'll be fine.
I don't know. I just need a couple days off, I think.
Yeah. Take a couple days. Recharge.
Yeah.
Rest. I haven't really had to do anything other than write. And I'm like, I can't even write right now. Like, I need to be in the zone to be able to write. And
yeah,
I just know.
That's what
know.
I mean.
I'm like,
when you're burnt out and you're trying to do stuff, you're like, I can't. What do you want me to create, sir?
Yeah. I'm like,
what do you want me to create?
I can't. I just can't. I can't.
I got to shoot tomorrow.
It's
hard being sexy when you're tired, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard being sexy when you're just like in your 30s.
In general.
I'm fucking tired. Yeah. My body hurts.
Yeah.
I don't want to. But you know what? We will.
We will.
We will persevere.
Yep.
And we will get through it.
Yeah.
We will thrive. God damn it. Uh-huh. I can't believe you think it would be better to lose weight before you get pregnant. That is a crazy theory.
That's a lot of people do that so that you start with a lower baseline before you gain a bunch of weight. A lot of people lose a bunch of weight before they get pregnant so that they are going to gain weight and it's not going to, like, you know, fuck them up that bad.
I'm shocked at this.
Why would you gain weight going into a pregnancy? I mean, then you're going to gain double the amount of weight.
You wouldn't gain weight, but you just, like, don't worry about it till after. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're going to have to work really hard in, like, that's what afterwards anyway.
I'm like, yeah, just fucking be, like, deal with it later. Know. That's a later problem.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I guess so.
You know what I mean? Like, I the fuck kind of logic is that? Terrible. Yeah. I don't know. I can't believe, I mean, I stick by my plan. I can't believe you're not making Tyler match you pound for pound. That's always been my theory. I think that it's a strong theory.
I think it's a strong theory. It's pretty good.
That's great. That's great advice. What, I got to be fat and you're great?
Yeah. No.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I think not.
I think we both get fat.
How much, like, do you think, like, with the baby inside of you,
does a person gain?
Yeah.
I can look it up.
Like, a baby can be 10 pounds. So baby plus all the other stuff.
Do you gain?
What's that?
Literally, this is my search history. The first one is how much weight on average is gained during pregnancy. The second one is how much weight on average is lost on Ozempic. So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Like, in our age ranges. Most between 25 and 35 pounds.
See, that's why you're going to start with a lower baseline.
25 to 35 pounds?
That's a lot.
I mean,
I feel like I've already gained 25 to 35 pounds. It's going to be a whole nother thing on top? Shit, I can't do that. I better stop eating right now.
It says you only need... You're going to hate this. Yeah, I hate this. Just in general. Women need only about 340 extra calories a day.
Oh,
that makes me upset. I want way more than that. I'm playing it.
Oh, well, then that's not crazy. Well, then how are you gaining so much more weight?
You're growing a baby.
So just the baby's weighing that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, then how? Okay, well, then I'm fine with it. If I'm only eating 300 more calories, and shit. Then,
oh, this one says during the second trimester, the second 3 months, you only need about 450 additional calories per day. But I'm like, I mean, I thought I could be eaten.
Some shit.
Eaten. Yeah. Eaten full stop. Eaten.
I thought you were eating for two.
Yeah. 340 calories. I guess you're eating for two if it's a baby that weighs like 4 ounces.
I guess.
You're eating enough for them. That's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's like, why even do it then?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm so bummed out about that information.
That's
God
like one
it.
More cinnamon roll. Yeah. That's not even a cinnamon
that's
roll.
That's barely a cinnamon. It's like a quarter of a cinnamon roll.
Well, shit.
Ugh, that's not fair at all. I thought, no. Mm. No, thank you. Well, and then you got to eat healthy and grow a baby, and your body's still wrecked.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm worried about how much the peeing's going to be.
Yeah.
Apparently, you got to always pee.
Always pee and always sweating, I think. Mm. But that, like, extra warm. I think you're extra warm when you have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone told me, like, not to be pregnant in summer.
That's good
like, don't
advice.
Be extra pregnant. Don't be the most pregnant in summer because, like, you're going to hate it. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
That's good advice, I feel like.
Good to know.
Good planning.
Yeah.
Who knows anymore? I don't know. I called Sky the other day and she was like, I've never seen somebody that looked so much like a mom. Like, she's just like, I answers the phone like, do you want the yogurt or not? Hi. I like look at her. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened to us? She's just like exhausted. Two kids, but they're cute.
Yeah.
It's crazy to like see your friends having kids and be like, I cannot believe you kept that thing alive this long. Like, that's nuts
that's
to me.
True.
How?
I was thinking about the whole age thing and like, think about having a kid for 4 years, like them being four. They don't even remember you.
No.
They don't even know you.
They don't know
then
you.
Then at seven, they're like still talking shit. And then at like 13, they're like, whenever you're just mom, you're like, motherfucker, I've had you for 13 years. Yeah. Like, it really makes me think differently about my parents. Like, oh my God, you've been like taking care of me
for this
many years.
That's so long.
You deserve something. And you know, back then, like, I didn't think like, yeah, I'm seven and, you know,
yeah,
I'm like, you mean like, a day ago, you got to take care of me, Kay. And I'm like, no, 4 years is like a lot of years. And you haven't even created any memories yet. Like,
You do nothing for your parent, I feel like, until you like...
are old enough to have children.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
And then you're like, oh shit, you guys, this sucked.
I do not see the benefit.
I really give it to you guys. But it takes all the way until then, I think, for kids to be like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Mm. Here we are. Whoa. Sorry about all that.
Whoa.
That's on me. That's my bad.
Yeah.
That was a lot I put you through there.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't fucking know, man. What are you guys doing this weekend? Do you have any plans? Any big plans? I know you have the chickens are really holding you guys back. So
yeah. I don't know. We have something like every single weekend.
Yeah.
So probably. I think Sunday might be grandma's birthday.
But
my grandma's birthday, because it's St. Patrick's Day. Is that this Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my grandma's birthday.
Okay. I was confused.
So probably a birthday thing. So yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
And then I think we're going to the dump the following weekend. And then the weekend after that is Easter.
Oh, yeah.
And then the weekend after that, we have our event. And then the weekend after that, I think I have one weekend and then I'm going to Hawaii. So
that's a lot of weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys are going back to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, remember we got that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. But I feel like you were just there. I guess you weren't.
Yeah, we were. I think it was like a year ago.
It's crazy.
So, yeah.
God super damn fun. It. What happens to the time? It's like it goes so slow, but then so simultaneously fast. It's like it doesn't even make sense.
Did you know that it's like $300 to go golfing? Tyler wanted to go golfing at this fancy ass place that we're staying like on the course of this golf course. And he's like, it's so fucking really cool. And I was like, okay. He's like, I'm going no matter whether you guys want to come or not. And my mom was like, we want to go golfing. That sounds great. Okay, cool. We look it up. It's $300 a person. And I turned to him and I'm like, my family's not doing that. And I'm not doing that either. We are not spending $600 on fucking going golfing. Absolutely fucking not. If you want to go and spend your own money to go golfing, for $300, do it your damn self. And my mom was like, no. So then we started looking up other courses. The other course was $250 a person. No.
What?
No. No, I'm sorry. No.
Is it always that expensive?
I don't know.
But I'm so confused.
Just no.
I guess it's like golf. I feel like golf is like a rich person sport. So that makes sense. You have to belong to like a club. You know, people belong to golf clubs so they can just go. I guess they don't pay every time they go.
Yeah.
But if you're not a member, ask him the youth points.
Like, Tyler was like, well, I mean, it'd be like an all day event, kind of.
It is an
all day
event.
I mean, that's true. It'd be kind of like going to Disneyland or something, but not Disneyland. But,
yeah.
You know?
Does that come with a golf cart?
I have questions. Does it come with lunch?
What does it come with?
I don't know. I don't think it comes with lunch. So
it doesn't even come with lunch.
I know.
Why doesn't he look out Groupon?
I don't think they have a Groupon for this fucking course. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
that shit's stupid.
Mom's like, we'll go golfing here.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Why don't we like drill some holes in the fucking turf in the front yard?
Yeah.
And we can put some little cups down.
Yeah.
Why don't you go mini golfing? It's just as fun.
I think it's more fun to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally also think it's way more fun. And I wish that they had mini golf. This is when I would go golfing. If they had like a mini golf setup on a regular golf course, I'm talking like windmills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like obstacles on like a full golf, like 18 holes.
Yeah.
I get behind that.
Yeah. But I think that's super fun.
As it is, it's like, where are the gnomes? You know what I mean? Like, where's like the fucking pirate ship?
And people are always behind you going like, all right, hurry up.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't be hurrying shit up for $300.
No.
That's taking my damn time.
I would pay $300 if there was like a life-size pirate ship and like it was like fully like...
That's what I'm saying, Disneyland.
Mini golf. But like macro golf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Just big scale. You have to shoot it through a windmill and it goes up and down. And yeah. Like, big. Then I would pay $300.
Cool. Yeah.
Is someone doing that?
I don't think so.
I think they should.
Yeah, you could.
It's a good idea.
Start that guy up.
I won't, but somebody can have it. Another great idea. I'm just letting people have. You're welcome. Just
giving it to the people.
Just take it.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing any excursions, though, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, and maybe you'll have a relaxing time.
Yeah, I think because mom and dad are going, like, we're just going to chill.
That's a good
I don't
idea.
Even think my mom wants to go to the beach.
Really?
Yeah, she's not a big beach goer. So I don't really know what we're gonna do, but I think we're just gonna probably just chill and eat.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And that's it. I already did the whole driving around places.
You guys did so much last time.
Yeah, we did all the things. So, like, we're kind of done. Like, we did all the shit we're supposed to do there. So, I'm going to go to the beach. We're getting two separate rental cars. So that, like, in case, you know, we want to do something, we can. But I'm pretty sure we're just going to fucking lay the fuck back and, like, sit down.
I love that. I love that for you guys. I really want to go. I want to go to the jungle or something soon, but I don't know.
Jungle.
Yeah, I want to go to like Costa Rica or someplace warm. That's what I want to be in, like a warm jungle climate for just
I went
just
to Costa Rica. I didn't love it.
Really? People seem to love it. I don't know. What's the...
Is Brett at a festival right now in Costa Rica? Like a like human...
I think
like
he was.
So this other girl went to this festival in Costa Rica, and I think she just got back like a couple days ago. And it's like this whole like fest. It's not like a festival as in like
musical?
Like festival. Yeah, not like there was some music and stuff, but it was like kind of like just a big coming of minds festival.
That sounds about right.
That would be cool. It looked really cool, the thing that she went to. Yeah. I would go do that in the jungle. But
yeah,
I remember when I went to Costa Rica, it was kind of like, oh, it's nice, but, you know.
It's fine, yeah. I don't know. And I just don't want to, like, I want to be off the grid. That's what I want. I want to be, like, in Mexico when we go stay in those places where it's, like, no cell service, no TV, like, just fucking vibe for, like, 2 days, and that's it. That's what I want. And then come back and be like, ah, I feel ready to get back to work.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I want to eat like acai bowls and shit.
And pokey.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could fuck up some pokey.
Yeah.
Pokey. I haven't had pokey in a hot minute.
Yeah. It's going to be hard going with like my mom and dad who don't like pokey or sushi or anything of culture. So we'll see what we end up eating.
What are you guys going to eat? Barbecue?
They don't have barbecue there because in like Hawaii, the main island, they have barbecue. But like Maui... It's not really like Hawaiian barbecue. They don't have that.
What do they have? Oh, I don't know.
Not,
it was just
not that,
there.
Which
I
thought was weird.
Where was I that I was literally just there?
Yeah, oh, where were you?
I was in Maui.
Yeah, Maui, yeah.
But what did I eat? I'm trying to
not
remember.
Not one Hawaiian barbecue.
Macadamia
that's
not there. Nuts. A lot of macadamia nuts.
We had a lot of pokey.
A lot of jerky.
And Mai Tais.
Tuna. They have a lot of tuna. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And my mom only likes swordfish. If she's gonna eat a fish,
really?
It has to basically be meat of the fishes.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Kim.
Yeah, very middle America.
Very. I love it. Even though she's so not like they like.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, but like they don't live there, but they are. You know what I mean? Like they live in like a cool, like
They live in San Diego,
aquatic environment,
aquatic area.
Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
but they. Yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
I don't fucking know, man. I'm going to Florida to see my mom in April.
Nice.
But she like keeps saying that she's gonna come here. I don't know. She's like, maybe I'll come there. I'm like,
are you
okay?
Or are you not?
You gotta let me know though.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can put you in Ryan's office. Why would you put me in there? Because I if you come here, I have to work.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I cannot put her back in here.
Yeah.
She can't live in here with her romance novels.
Yeah, again.
Good Lord. I don't think so. So we'll see. Maybe next time.
Wait,
she'll
are
be
you?
Here.
Do you still have everybody living here?
No. Eric moved out a while ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Nice. He's been gone. Thank God.
Oh.
Not love you, but it was a lot. So now we all have our respective offices.
That's why
offices
I was like,
back.
Wait, I didn't know that room was available.
Oh, yeah. It's back. Everything's fine. Yeah. I'm sane again-ish. There's some... See, don't you realize how quiet it is? Not a single protein shake has been made.
Yeah, I just didn't know, you know? I
while
know.
We've been here.
I thought maybe they had work or something. I don't know what they're doing.
No, no. Justin's working. He's putting all the shit back in production stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, and I have the house to myself, and I gotta say, I got used to having people around, and now it's quiet and weird. It's very weird.
It's different, huh?
It's different. I'm like, where the fuck is everyone?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I know.
It's just me and the dogs now. The dogs are like, where's everyone? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know where they are. I don't know. But I did lay outside for the first time since I fucking moved in here, and I was like, this is lovely.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I enjoy this because nobody was here. Usually there's someone
here.
Did
you have, were you able to like not wear clothes? Is that why?
No, I would just wear a bathing suit, but sometimes it's like, you know, it's weird when like,
yeah,
it's
weird. Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear what
like,
you're saying.
This is lovely for like 5 minutes. And then I was like, time to do stuff. Yeah. But I'm glad I tried.
Yep.
Fuck, man. Well, shit. I guess when the next time I'll see you is in April before you go to Hawaii, before Hawaii.
Well, we'll be going to that event together.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, we'll have so much to talk about.
I'm a little worried about the event. I don't know. When I was reading the guidelines, it also says all posts need to be up by Sunday. And I was like,
it ends on Sunday.
We're doing things on Sunday.
I know.
Ma'am. So I don't know how you want me to. And we have to do a reel. I don't think I've ever done a reel. So someone's going to have to teach me how to do that.
What are we going
to
do? What?
I don't know. What? You want to do some dance? No, we're not doing that.
I don't know. We could.
Why don't we just do a compilation of all the other stuff we already posted?
I think we could do a picture.
Of a reel?
I think you make pictures of reel.
I don't know what the fuck.
I mean,
reel
you're
is,
asking
so.
Someone. I just learned you could save stuff. So I don't know if you're asking the right person. I have no fucking idea.
We're gonna
idea.
Have to get someone to teach us how
can
to.
Can we? If we could get like a young Gen Zer as like an intern of sorts,
yeah, that'd
to
be
like
great.
Teach us what's cool and help us with the phones, with our jobs,
yeah.
that are changing, because that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
God damn it, we're getting phased out by our own game.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Well. I think that's
I think
all
we
I have.
Just started this podcast.
No, we
though,
didn't.
We?
No.
Okay.
Not even. It's been 40 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's
time
great.
Flies when you're chopping it up about
when you're
nothing.
Complaining.
Yeah, God, that's what we do. I mean, look, it's honestly, I think it's good. I think it's good for us to just complain
vent
to people who want to listen. Maybe they feel, hey, I also understand that. My mom doesn't like pokey either. I don't want my mom staying in my office either.
Yeah.
You know, this is all we can hope for is people to relate to what we do and love us for it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we fucking love you. And we'll see you next time.
I don't know what the fuck the finger movement was,
you
but I meant like a this.
It was good. You kind of gave like a
but
little
I
bit
did
of a
like
shopper.
A, I did like everything all in one hand movement.
Now you're just making gang signs. We're going to get flagged.
Later, guys.
Okay, love you,
have
bye.
Have a super fantastic day.